This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
That we should
recently
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, giving you a quick heads up, if you'd like to jump in at any time, please do. Give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Whatever happened to the guys that laid hand to God's children? We don't talk about this. Matter of fact, the history of this is out of sight and out of mind. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, what does that mean when he said, touch not mine anointed? It means, touch not mine anointed. It's not good for people to lay their hands upon the children of God, the anointed of God. Do my prophets no harm. And what happens if you do? We're going to talk about that during the second half of the hour. The first part of this hour, I want to hit this. Some crazy stuff going on in the United States of America. Yesterday we were talking about the Bushes, and we were talking about the Nazis and the link between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler, and how Prescott Bush was indicted back in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war. And then we have Project Paperclip and finding out that we, instead of actually prosecuting these criminals through the Nuremberg trials, our government actually picked these people up and brought them over into America. We'll be talking about more of this in the up and coming days. But, you know, one thing that people want to know is, who's doing all of this attacking, and why are they doing the attacking? Well, that's all you have to do is look to the Reichstag. That's all you have to do is look to Adolf Hitler. That's all you have to do is look to the Bushes and their little cohorts that, again, think they're allied and that they're going to win the day this time around. They're just being used for judgment, friends. They're not above the hand of God. God is using them for chastisements and his judgments. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and go to the end of the chapter. Same thing with Deuteronomy 28, 15, go to the end of the chapter. You want to know who's doing the attacking, friends? Let me highlight this for you for a moment. Have you ever heard of the pink swastika? It was homosexuality in the Nazi Party. It's a book first published in 1995 by Scott Lively and Kevin Abrams, and it's now currently in its fifth edition. What you need to do is understand the link between Adolf Hitler and his use of the homosexuals to do the things that they did in their time. It's the exact same thing that you're seeing happen today. Barack Hussein Obama, he actually christened devilishly over 225 homosexuals and or transgenders and lesbians into governmental positions. And then what was behind him, they stacked what? Government, and they stacked the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, with what? The Muslim Brotherhood. And now you're seeing an infiltration of the Muslims. And yesterday we talked a little bit about that. But I want to go fast forward because people, again, need to understand who's doing the attacking. As a matter of fact, before I give you the new headline here and what we're going to talk about for the next 30 minutes, is when you look at governors across the United States of America, look at the things that they're implementing unlawfully. It's all for the LGBT communities. See, again, you need to understand, if I can demoralize you, and I can use these useful idiots to demoralize them, and I can use them as a political battering ram, then I can bring in a stronger enemy behind them. Listen to me carefully, homosexuals. Repent, for your sin is finding you out. Look behind you, systematically and methodically. Who is behind you, homosexual lobby? The Muslims are, just like I told you 15 years ago. Okay? But when you begin to look at those that have been put in representative positions in the United States of America, why is it that they're so busy advocating for the homosexuals? Because they're being used as a political battering ram. Remember, John Adams said, the second president, our Constitution is made for only a religious and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And the homosexuals are being the one, lobby right now are the ones responsible for attempting to eradicate the First Amendment. And who's trying to implement Sharia law right behind them? The Muslims are, friends, with the use of the homosexuals. Just ask me, we have a individual here who mysteriously is now the Attorney General through massive voter fraud in the state of Minnesota. His name is Keith Ellison. He is the chairperson for the LGBT. He was, as was he, a full-fledged Muslim. And again, it's nothing new under the sun, but what we're doing is we're seeing it being played out in our time. Now, I want to bring you over to the headline so you again can make the correlation here, okay? 12,000 Boy Scouts were victims of sexual abuse from thousands of leaders, experts say. But this is old news, because if you remember Boys Town, friends, if you want to see it online, you can go to Conspiracy of Silence. Paul Benazzi identified many of those that were governors that were calling themselves Republicans, you know, the good guys. They were actually sodomizing him. He named names in a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. This is nothing new. He talked about Barney Frank and how his home was being used as a homosexual prostitution ring. Barney admitted it in 1989. The American people laughed it off. Is it funny now? 12,000 Boy Scouts members were victims of what? Sexual abuse from thousands of their leaders, experts say. This is old news, friends. There's nothing new under the sun. They're violating your children at will. Now they're in your public schools, just like I told you they would. That's all you have to do is go to Michael Swift, 1987, friends. He brought into the Congressional Record something called the Homosexual Manifesto that assails anybody and everybody to the core of those that dare resist the homosexual agenda. Who's attacking you, America? They're not the victims. They're the assailants. And that's exactly what they're doing, is they're playing the victim as they perpetuate the crime by tearing down the laws. So for all of those that have been given a green light to those homosexuals that you love so much, why don't you give them the Word of God? Because it's not good in the end for them. Nor is it in the present, because the wrath of God abides upon them. Did you know that a John Jay team reported that in 10,667 people in the U.S. had made allegations of sexual child abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests, okay? Going back to the Boy Scouts of America, and I was highlighting that for the very purpose of Boys Town in Nebraska. This has all been brought to the light. Conspiracy of Silence, go online, check it out. But the Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. But listen carefully, friends. In 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., he was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. Okay, we're going to come right back to this, and I'm going to highlight some of this stuff so you can understand who's behind all these initiatives that are taking place. Who's trying to disarm you, America? Who's attacking your young people, friends? Pay attention to those that have been put in that prospective office, namely the incumbent, and you'll begin to understand exactly what I'm tearing down right now and why God calls it an abomination. We'll be here.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to highlight this. We're going to get over to what happens when you lay your finger or your hand upon the Lord's anointed. Nobody ever talks about it. Who's responsible for killing John the Baptist? Whatever happened to him? Oh, nothing. He just did what he wanted. He lived his glorious life after he had him beheaded and everything was good. No, that's untrue. What about Pontius Pilate? You know, the guy that washed his hands in the water and said he was innocent of the blood of this man, which is the furthest thing from the truth. He condemned an innocent man all the while knowing that the Pharisees and the Herodians had him crucified out of envy, right? No. Whatever happened to him? Well, I don't know. I thought he just lived a glorious life. No, you are incorrect. What about those that laid their hands to the apostles of Christ or the prophets of Christ? What happened to them? Did they live glorious lives? No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I'll take it to recent history. I'll go back 2,000 years and I'll bring it up to the present and show you what happens to those that lay hand upon the Lord's anointed. It's not good for them, friends. As a matter of fact, it's a dreadful thing. Self-inflicting. Remember what George Whitefield said. All politics aimed at the church or its members end in what? Self-destruction. They absolutely do. They absolutely do. During the first segment, we were talking about 12,000 Boy Scout members were victims of sexual abuse from the thousands of leaders, experts say. We knew this. This is old news. This was reported on April 24th, today. But this is old news. We've known this for a long, decades, friends. Decades. Are things getting better or are things getting worse, friends? Well, then who are you allowing at the helm to bring about more destruction to your country? The very people I'm highlighting even now. It's a felony in every state in the United States of America. Listen to this. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for what? Trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Of course. Of course, nothing new under the sun. We already knew this. Hey, folks, this is just the Boy Scouts. And what are they trying to do with the Boy Scouts now? Well, they're trying to let little girls be a part of the Boy Scouts, too. Who's at the helm? The very people that I'm talking about right now that the Word of God condemns. Folks, again, it's a felony in every state in the United States of America. How is it that you've given them a green light, given them a pass to go ahead and do whatever they want? And I got a question for you. Who are they doing it to? Well, 12,000 Boy Scout members were victims of sexual abuse from the thousands of leaders. Wow. That's a felony, friends. That's pedophilia. That's a felony, America and Americans. More than 12,000 Boy Scout members have been victims of childhood sexual abuse at the hands of 7,819 allegedly, you know, there's the word allegedly, unless the media is behind it, then they just make the accusation, right? But allegedly sexually abusive troop leaders and volunteers, according to an analysis of long-held records in the organization known as the Perversion Files. Friends, when you have your children a part of these organizations, you need to keep in mind, friends, that you're setting them up for the fall. And don't think for one moment these perverts don't know where the little boys are hanging out. That's exactly why they're targeting your young boys. Be a part of what your children are doing. Don't let it be without you. You're called to train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Not some Boy Scout leader that wants to molest your child. And this is not far-fetched. And I'm talking about modern times, friends. Has this always happened? Yes. But when the laws were enforced against the crime, many feared the consequence. They feared the face of God, departing from iniquity. That's why they dared not touch a child. And when you look in Scripture, friends, you can't find pedophilia in Scripture. Why? Because it was the forbidden thing. People had enough common sense, even in a reprobate state, friends, knowing not to go there. It's better for a man to take a what? A millstone and wrap it around his own neck and to cast himself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And look at the homosexual lobby, friends. What are they doing? Who are they making a prey of? Who are they targeting? Whoa! This is abominable, friends. This is abominable. Read Exodus 22 as well. The whole of it. Concerning the fatherless. It's not good. The Perversion Files, which have previously been highlighted, shows thousands of offenders of childhood sexual abuse that have been removed from the Boy Scouts of America over the years. The files were kept private at the BSA, Boy Scouts of America headquarters. Why? Why, America? Again, this is criminal, America. Hey, church, where are you to enforce the law unto judgment? That's what the Lord looks for. He's uncovered it. Now deal with the criminals. That's called justice. Justice protects your little children. And it also protects your freedoms. And it also condemns the wicked. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. At a press conference in New York City on Tuesday, we talked to Jeff, by the way, trial lawyer Jeff Anderson, a widely recognized pioneer in sexual abuse litigation and a champion of survivors of childhood sexual abuse, revealed the abuse numbers based on the testimony of Dr. Janet Warren, a professor in the Department of Psychiatric and Neurobehavioral Sciences at the University of Virginia's Medical School, from a case earlier this year. Hey, friends, they're doing it in the light of day now. Why? Because the American people have given it a green light. I was just talking to a friend of mine in Michigan the other day. He's a pilot from Vietnam. I call him All American, Mr. America, because everything about him is American. And he said, Bradley, you can't even turn the TV on, which I've not watched in 20 years. Praise God. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. But he said, you can't even turn on TV anymore without seeing some sort of homosexuality or lesbianism, friends. Well, that's all by design, because what they're trying to do, listen to me carefully, America, they're trying to Europeanize you. Why? Because they want to destroy you just the way that they're destroyed and are destroying Europe right now. They're being plundered, America. You're being plundered, America, by design. By design. You going to let them win the day? I hope not. I want to highlight some other things here, friends, which is of interest. Did you know, these stats, which many people don't know, did you know that the top six U.S. male serial killers were all sodomites? Did you know that? Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky, little boys. John Wayne Gacy, remember the guy that used to dress up as a clown? Well, he raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, and then after he would rape and kill them, he would bury them under his house and in his yard. By the way, we're seeing this kind of stuff come to the surface all over the United States of America today. When you advocate what God condemns, watch out, America. So I say this to you, America, watch out, America. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32 young boys cutting his victims into small pieces after sex and leaving them in trash bags along Los Angeles freeways. These are all sodomites. These are the top six U.S. male serial killers. They were all homosexuals. I want to stop for a moment and say, listen, you have someone that's in your family that's a homosexual? You need to understand that sin's going to cost them a lot more than they're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep them a lot longer than they're going to want to stay. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're talking about an eternity here. If you love them, tell them to repent. Tell them their sin is before God, not before a priest, not before a pastor, but their sin is before God, and they need to repent. And ask the Holy Ghost to come in and convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, verse 8, starting there, to bring about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. And you drive them with the use of the law, Exodus 20, to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, that they might find their faith in the power of the Holy One of Israel, namely Jesus Christ. Read Acts 20, verse 21, when you get a moment. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. This has been going on for a long time, friends. Now they're advocating, they're highlighting the good life, they call it, friends, throughout your CIA-controlled networks worldwide. What are they advocating for? What God condemns? Hey, folks, they're stirring up an all-out war against God. And it's a war that you're not going to win. Listen, history proves what I'm telling you. He who spits against heaven surely is going to fall on his own back. And that's the history of mankind. They want to try something outside of their scope of authority in Christ, which comes from Christ, and they want to try it their own way, and then they get in trouble. And many are in hell today because they wanted to go ahead and tempt the Lord God of Israel. It's not a good idea. A gay sex murder torture ring, Correll, Henley, and Brooks, sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He made love with their corpses. These are the top, friends, six serial killers, and they were all homosexuals. Okay? If you want to know what's happening to many of the kids on the southern border, and you want to know why child trafficking, sex trafficking is so high, you might want to look to your own government, friends, who have been called out time and time again. And don't forget about what took place during the criminal tenure of Barack Hussein Obama when they found out that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America, 5,000 members through an ICE investigation, were busted downloading child pornography. For what reason? To extort them, friends. What do you think's happening to those that advocate today? They're extorted men. If they don't do what they're told, they're in trouble.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in Georgia, where the president talks about the opioid crisis.
We are making great progress to stop fentanyl from coming into our communities. As a result of my negotiations with President Xi of China.
President Trump was speaking there at the summit on prescription drugs and heroin abuse in downtown Atlanta. The president also had a message for Democrats regarding subpoenas.
We're fighting all the subpoenas. These aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see. And they're not going to win against me.
Lawyers for Bill Cosby filed a bail application on his behalf on Wednesday. They accused the judge who sentenced him to prison as being part of a corrupt, racist plot against Cosby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250 foot and 1000 foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simple Wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to end that segment one and segment two with there's people that love to dare the justice of God. They want to see if he really means what he says. And they purposely do it. And what they do is they stand back and say, well, we don't believe in God. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, brother? And I said brother from another mother. You know, the Bible clearly tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:11, it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, always, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Folks, while you, all the well-knowing, you have a knowledge of the truth, you do nothing through apathy, you are considered and defined as being the wicked. You have the knowledge to do the right thing, but you do nothing. You're wicked. You're wicked in the sight of God. And you will be judged with those that you allow to live out an evil course on the behalf of these children that I'm highlighting even now. If the American people would have stood up and dealt, by the way, in 1962, case in point, you'd go to schools across the country and in their health courses, they would have homosexuals turned in. They would say that they were mentally ill. They're a danger to society. You can go online right now and watch the videos. They're still available. Is it true? Absolutely, it's true. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. But friends, if you go back to the inception of this country, those crimes were not tolerated whatsoever. in any sense of the word. All the way up until 1961, as a matter of fact, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Now you've given them enough leeway where they're coming out of the closet. Now the professed church is going into the closet, a bunch of capitulators, effeminate homosexuals running back into the closets because they're afraid. Or they're accepting the spirit of the world, they're accepting what God condemns, and then they're calling it love. And they can't help themselves. You know, you've heard of the guy that steals all the time. You know, he said he was born that way, like the homosexuals. He was born that way, the guy that likes to steal. He can't help himself, right? No, baloney. It's against the law. So is sodomy. Did you hear about the guy that likes to kill on Fridays? He says he's doing his best. He was born that way. He can't help himself. Is that true, friends? Are you going to settle for that? No, that's ridiculous, and it's self-destructive. And yet, America, you've taken on the mindset that they can't help themselves. It's a choice. It's a choice, friends. Deuteronomy 30:19. Read it when you get a moment. I want to move on to my next point as promised here. Because we're in these times. We are in the times where government thinks that they're going to do what they want to do. And I'm talking about specific individuals and groups of people that think that they're going to go ahead and advocate unlaw against people that are abiding by the law and that they're going to get away with it. Okay? Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment, just for the record. But some people say, you know, I'm not sure that the Bible's true. Well, let me bring it to this. Herod Antipas and Herodias, they were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Remember, John the Baptist pointed out King Herod for all of his evils, and he said it wasn't lawful for him to marry his sister. His brother's sister. Yeah, and then Herodias had him basically decapitated, beheaded, through his daughter that pleased Antipas and all of his councils. Okay, but Herod Antipas and Herodias responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Yeah, I knew that. And Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. Okay. But did you know that in the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were sent to exile? They were exiled. And Antipas, he died miserably. Huh. Could it be the wrath of God about upon the children of disobedience? Yep. See, their first mistake and their last mistake is laying their hands on the Lord's anointed. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, right? AD 37 through 41, and was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there. Whoa, I never knew that. Well, you do now, okay? The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father. And in 70 AD, about 40 years after the crucifixion, the passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000 Old English, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, those that rejected Christ, okay? And 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. And I'm not trying to use fear tactics, friends, to drive you to the foot of the cross. I'm not doing that. In the sense of the fear of consequence concerning men. Now, preaching the law of God and his judgments upon wicked men, there's a difference in fear in the very definition. There's diabolical and there's filial, okay? And I'm bringing it to a filial and those that are born of God, and you can truly say from your heart and from your new man, your new heart, Ezekiel 36, that you're born of the Spirit and you cry out, Abba, Father, that it's filial. As a father, as a daughter to a, as a son or a daughter to a father. That's filial. Diabolical is where you're fear-stricken, which is the first stages, by the way, of someone coming to Christ in many ways. But again, look what happens when people throw off the Christ. at the end of the day, pay the price, don't they? The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. Just think about all of the local governments and state governments in the United States of America that will not submit to them, submit themselves to the meek King of Glory. Maybe they should read their Constitution again. That's what I suggest. And then go to the very root of that Constitution to find out where that was all inspired by, because it was all inspired by the Holy Ghost. We are a Christian nation, like it or not. It matters not what you think. It's the truth. And by the way, the revisionists know it. The revisionists know it. And if they didn't, they would have called 17 years ago, because I've been waiting for them to call me and confront me on the radio across the country in over 108 affiliates for a long time, but they have yet to call in. No, they just go into public high schools under the noses, and public middle schools, and the public elementary schools under the noses of their parents, as their parents drop them off to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal governments. And then they're being raised up as good communists, and then when they grow up and act out in a communist fashion, they wonder what happened. Wisdom is justified by her children. Again, the vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, rejected him, being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory. Read Isaiah 30. It's the armor of the flesh. Oh, how many professed Christians do we see today? Hey, folks, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. We don't have leaders in this country. Okay, we have representatives in this country. The only leader that we have in this country is King Jesus, period. Okay, Donald Trump is not the leader of the free world. The Supreme Court, they are not the leader of the judicial system, friends. The senators, the representatives, they're not nobody's leaders, friends. We're all followers. We're all followers of the Christ. Read the end of the U.S. Constitution in the year of our Lord, 1787. Read the Declaration of the United States of America, that seedbed. Go back to, friends, the Mayflower Compact. Understand our history. So I don't have to go over this over and over and over again, because you say, well, that's not what I was told. I don't care what you were told. I'm not a communist. I'm not getting paid to indoctrinate you. Matter of fact, I'm not getting paid to educate you neither. I'm doing this out of act of love for God and man. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. But let's go back to this. They didn't want to submit to the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, and they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. Okay? Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-betweenites, right? Because these people preferred the emperor and rejected Christ. So the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were destroyed and the whole city most miserably afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. What happens when your said representatives don't follow the rule of law that God gave through Moses? Exodus 18:21. Well, open your eyes. This is what happens when people refuse to submit to the meek King of Glory. I was just saying a couple minutes ago, friends, look at how people treat this new administration. It's my understanding that they had an evangelical meeting, these church leaders throughout the United States of America that have these big congregations were invited, and it's my understanding from first-hand experience, eyewitnesses and ear witnesses, that they did nothing for 3 hours but praise Donald Trump. Yeah. And remember, Donald doesn't have to repent. Remember he said that? Yeah, I know. He who says he's without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John 1. Okay? Right before the chapter break in chapter 2. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing will. But again, we hold his feet to the fire. Regardless of what capacity they're in. We're all followers here. We're all followers here. We have no king but King Jesus. Well, let's go to closer to the present concerning the times of those that lay hands or conspire against the church. You know what? I think of Napoleon Bonaparte when he said the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that would oppose it. dictators are telling you. God is. He's the governor of all nations. When you read Isaiah chapter 9, the government is upon his shoulders. Hey, folks, in no capacity on this earth is man in control, the good or the bad. No man is in control. God is in control of all things, either to bless you or to curse you according to your obedience back unto him in Christ. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I want to say thanks to Michael Roach. Before it's news, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as Twitter, BradleyDean1, Facebook, BradleyDean2E. And again, if you'd like to check out Sons of Liberty Media, we have several hundred videos up there posted to bring about answers, resolve to the issues. If you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution and practice what you preach, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio or Media, as well. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment here, friends. And I also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that if it is the first time, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we're talking about what happens when you lay your hands on the Lord's anointed. Listen to what Napoleon Bonaparte said. He said, "Those who oppose God and his word will be conquered." And again, that's exactly what history teaches us. And here we are. And we're going to go through this whole cycle again. And the bad guys are going to find out what the good guys failed to deal with. And again, what happens, friends, is when the good guys fail to bring about judgment concerning the wicked, well, God will judge it in a fashion that the good guys wishes he did what he was supposed to do when he had the time to do it, but he failed to do it. Yep, I understood exactly what I said. And it's exactly right on the money. Listen to this. You say you don't believe in the Bible, then look at history and see if that law is not true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But Maxentine was drowned himself. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship, and they were all burnt alive. But did you know that Valens was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he himself was burned alive? Folks, touch not the anointed of God. Period. Alexander the VI was poisoned by wine, which he had prepared for another. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of the French Protestants. And you guys have probably all have heard of Marie Antoinette riding to Notre Dame and the cathedral for her bridal. She bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of procession because she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. What about Fallon? He was asked how the starving populace was to live. He said, let them eat grass. Afterwards, the mob maddened with rage. They caught him, that being Fallon, in the streets of Paris. They hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. See, so it doesn't matter if you believe or not, friends. It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. Oh, my gosh. I can get off on this right now. You guys all know who Mussolini was, right? This guy was an absolute narcissist to no end. I mean, I thought he was like the worst of the worst until I seen Barack Hussein Obama and what the American people were willing to subject themselves to. I thought, whoa, are we in trouble? Did you know that Mussolini used to raise his hand to heaven and say, God, if you're there, strike me dead? Did you know that? Has anybody ever taken the time to see Mussolini's death pictures? Because once his people were used for his political ends and destroyed, and then his country destroyed, the people in Italy caught on to who the problem was. What they did is they took him and his mistress, who were caught, okay, violating the seventh commandment, and they took them, shot them dead, and then they hung them upside down in the town square and repeatedly beat their bodies to the point where Mussolini's head was caved in. So God did, not wantingly, friends, but he did respond to Mussolini's request. Why people think that this is some sort of game that we're playing in this life, I have no idea. But they do. And what the American people tolerate today, you are causing the seed of violence to come nigh unto you, or it's going to involve all of us if we fail to deal with the corrupt. And these things that I'm highlighting right now are those that got away with it for a moment. And it's the same thing that's going to happen here again. You know, I think of none other than Voltaire. Remember Voltaire, the great atheist, the philosopher, right? He talked about taking those 12 stinky fishermen and making the Word of God and the Bible in their memory a thing of the past. How'd that work out for Voltaire? It didn't. His housemaid said that it was like watching a man fall into the flames of hell on his deathbed. He sought a preacher who he could not find on his deathbed. Because he realized that during that time that he was sinking into hell, that this wasn't a game. He spent his whole life trying to convince everybody else that there was no God, only to find out at the end of his life, still breathing, during his last breath, acquiring a preacher. Did you know that his house, 50 years later, was used to reproduce Bibles worldwide? Folks, you want to play, you're going to pay. You know, I don't look at it that way because he's my father. I'm on his side, okay? I don't want to be on someone's side in the arm of the flesh. I want to be on his side because then I'm on the right side. Folks, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Empty and worthless. See, the kings of the earth, they set themselves together, and we're seeing this today in America and throughout countries on this globe, that the kings, they call themselves kings, they think they're above the law. But the Bible says the kings of the earth, they set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, against the church, his real church. Folks, they don't attack counterfeit Christians. They attack the real ones, the ones that have the testimonies of the Lord. Okay? Just so you know that. And I want you to hear this, because again, this is scripture, not my opinion. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, the church's seed, which is those that practice what they preach, that are found in Christ, which have the Son, have life. The dragon was angry with the woman and went to war with the remnant of her seed. Who are the seed? Those that keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:17. They don't attack the professors, friends. They attack the doers. Just so you know, there's a big difference. The kings of the earth set themselves against the rulers to take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh upon them. The Lord shall have them in derision. Look at the end of nations when they come to the end of their cup of iniquity. Once they're used to judge a disobedient people, look how the Lord deals with them. The Bible says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Look what happened to the end of those that came against Amos. Look what happened to the end of those that came against Jeremiah. Or those that came against Elijah or Elisha. Whoa, that was hastened judgment unto themselves, wasn't it? Yes, it was. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 2 that in verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Verse 9. Here's verse 10, 11, and 12. And this is wisdom to all of mankind, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's the wisdom. Here's the word. Lesson 101 of the day. Take heed. Okay. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord, who is above all of this mess, with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Meet him on his terms. Not on yours, not on your counsels, not on your alliances, friends. Especially you corrupt, but kiss the Son, meet him on his terms, lest he be angry and you perish individually all by yourself from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in the Lord, and I say amen to that.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.